Welcome to this summary edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 1, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank makes Samsung Pay available for Visa cardholders. Worldline completes the acquisition of the minority stake in Aquens Worldline. AirPay, Instagram to launch FX payments solution. The Vibe Group is launching social payment app VibePay. Open banking startup Basiq lands funding from Westpac and NAB. Sweden Neobank PFC chooses Mambu for SaaS banking engine. Belgium bank KBC integrates PayPal into its mobile app through open banking. Nationwide sets up London collaboration space to boost open banking. Katabook raises $25 million MLN to help SMEs accept online payments. Semaphone adds new features to its CardProtect Voice Plus payment solution. PayPal enters digital payments market in China with GoPay acquisition. BNext raises $25 million for its mobile banking alternative. Video launches direct carrier billing with Fortumo. Card payments in Vietnam to reach 522.5 MLN by 2023. Visa chosen by Revolut as issuing partner for global expansion. Square warns glitch may prevent transfers to Biz bank accounts. Pressure mounts for India NBFCs as Reliance Capital exits lending business. Paysend debuts business account. Invoiced adds recurring billing support to our platform. Rapid secures $100 million MLN in funding to fuel global fintech as a service expansion. Assisi Bank launches instant account opening on mobile for Indians migrating to UK. UK tightens accounting standards as corporate collapses continue. Hasty Pay undertakes brand refresh. Fintech bottom line launches AI solution for invoice automation. NASDAQ to acquire the Center for Board Excellence. NAB introduces mobile digital receipts with Swipe Tech. Agriculture in Ant Financial's blockchain sites. Wirecard links loyalty and payments in a single mobile wallet. Moody's issues another supply chain finance warning. That's all for today. If you want to listen to the detailed news, you can select the next episode of our podcast. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.